Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Today is the 63rd annual National Day of Prayer. It is time for us corporately and also specifically individually to come together to pray for this nation and for our world. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber as we talk about this important day, the National Day of Prayer. The theme for this year's 63rd National Day of Prayer is One Voice, United in Prayer. The scripture chosen for this year is Romans 15:6. So that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is certainly a time where I think people are sensing, Matt, a greater need to come together and to pray. And scriptures say that if my people, in 2 Chronicles, will come together, humble themselves, repent from their sins, seek my face, and pray, God will listen, he'll forgive, and he'll heal our land.
Matt, there's no question. I think people are feeling it on both sides of the debate relative to God's divine intervention and providence over this country. People are feeling a palpable fracturing in the air between the American people. There's a division that is rising, and it's time for us to come together as a nation to turn our face back to God and to get back to our founding principles that are deeply rooted in this country. The historical record is unequivocal on this, deeply rooted in recognition of God's providence, his divine providence in making this the greatest nation on earth.
Well, we go back to the very beginning when this country was founded. It was birthed in prayer following the American Revolution, and there's just a lot of evidence of George Washington and others praying and for miraculous intervention in that time. But following the American Revolution, they're together discussing what kind of government should we have. They've got different kinds of ideas from different states, what kind of government it ought to be. And there was just as many agreements as there were disagreements, and so the whole convention was falling apart. And that's when Benjamin Franklin stood up, and he says among his very famous speech, in this situation of this assembly groping, as it were, in the dark to find political truth and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of lights to illuminate our understanding? He says, in the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. He goes on to say, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? He continues to go on and implores those from henceforth to always begin with prayer. They then ceased their deliberations. They went across the street to the church. They engaged in a lengthy prayer meeting. John Adams wrote to Abigail saying that amazing things happened during that time of prayer. They came back together after a long time meeting together in prayer, and then came forth the Constitution of the United States of America. And from that time to the present, every time Congress convenes, they have convened with a prayer, and it goes back to this original time with Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, well, it's time to pray for our nation again, Matt. And the words for me, Kyrie eleison, come to mind, and that means God have mercy. And, you know, we're at a point now where in the United States where we have adopted as a matter of course and policy with the American government putting its official stamp of approval on policies that fly in the face of natural law of God's created order for marriage and family, for recognition of the sanctity of human life. And we have headed down this slippery slope. We are at the bottom of the slippery slope right now. And the only words that come to mind for me are Kyrie eleison, God have mercy. Because how long can God withhold his judgment on a nation that has turned its face away from him and has adopted the sins of Sodom as a matter of public policy, Matt? And we know what God did with Sodom. And so I pray that, you know, there are, we know, righteous people here in the United States. And on this day of prayer, we call for the righteous to come together individually, corporately, as the body of Christ, to rise up and pray for God's mercy on this nation, and that the hearts of our leadership would be changed and get back to the principles upon which our nation was founded, rooted in the Judeo-Christian tradition.
Well, you know, everywhere I go and people I talk to, there is a sense that their country that they loved and that they know is really off course. And the question is whether it will continue to survive. You know, you go back to history and you look at the American Revolution, it was impossible for these band of farmers and people that were not organized as military experts to come together and go against the greatest power on the earth, Great Britain, and yet they did. And time again, George Washington falls on his knees. He prays. He speaks about how his coat had bullet holes in it and that his horses were shot from underneath him. And even the people that were opposing him realized something was protecting this man, this general of the United States, what became the United States of America. And through that experience and through this experience that we just read parts of with Benjamin Franklin saying, you know, when we were sensible of our danger, we gathered for prayer. But now have we gotten our friend, or do we think that we no longer need his assistance? Well, you know what? We have gone away through history from our founding. Our courts have ultimately begun to make bad rulings with regards to whether you can pray, whether you can have religious viewpoints or discuss the Bible. And we have then seen the consequences of this in our culture. We're at a point in time where we need to have a national day of prayer, not just some event that we celebrate and people have a banquet or a breakfast in your community, but a time really where we come together and we acknowledge our frailty and the fact that this country won't continue to exist on the course that it currently is on, that we really need to invoke God in a very sincere and deep way to heal our land, to forgive our sins, and to preserve this nation again.
What is encouraging to me, Matt, though, is that we're having this discussion, that we still have a National Day of Prayer, and that we are, again, corporately, as a nation, there is a call for us to come together and to pray for revival in this country, for another great awakening, and that's what it's going to take. We're so far gone, unfortunately. I'm reminded of the Genesis account of, you know, of Abraham interceding on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah and saying, Lord, what if there are 50 righteous? What if there are 25 righteous? What if there are 10 righteous? Well, we have a lot more righteous people than that here in the United States still today. So I think there's still hope. There's always hope.
Well, I always listen to scriptures when I work out, and recently I was listening to several books of the Bible, and I also listened to the book of Jonah, and that was a book where Jonah was sent to Assyria, and that was a very difficult assignment. They were very terroristic in their approach, and he went there and he preached, and the leader of Assyria ultimately repented and asked people to repent. He asked for people to engage in fasting, that even the animals should not even eat or drink. They should repent, and that maybe God would ultimately turn away from the violence that they had ultimately inflicted and not bring punishment against them and forgive them. And you know what? He did. And they
even
did
the most even the most reprobate of nations. And Jonah went there. He didn't go there to tell them, hey, you need to turn around. He went there to tell them, hey, you're done. You're doomed.
Right.
God's judgment is coming. And that led them to say, uh-oh. And they did repent. So there is time.
And yeah, there certainly is. I mean, that nation was a very wicked nation. And they turned around and they repented. And their nation was preserved a little longer. So that's what we need to do in this country is to repent individually and corporately for the blood that we have shed through abortion, through many other ways in which we have gone away from God. It is time for us corporately as well as individually, as in our family and our churches, to fall down on our knees and to implore the God who ultimately gives us life and liberty. Go to Liberty Council's website at lc.org for more information about Liberty Council. Join us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family through litigation, education, and policy. The website is lc.org. You can also go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, to sign up for our activist emails and continue to pray for Liberty Council and support this ministry as together we move forward.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.